I want to ask you about a couple of papers that you were part of that were published in the JNCI this year. First, the study looking at bronchoalveolar carcinoma, and specifically in terms of predictors of response to erlotinib. Can you talk about that paper?
Right. So this is Vince Miller's paper in the JCO this year. And in that trial, we took 100 patients. And this is a multi-center trial carried out with Vanderbilt and MD Anderson Cancer Center. We took 100 patients who had, whether they had pure bronchoalveolar carcinoma or adenocarcinoma with bronchoalveolar cell features. And, you know, that's really the more common thing is these adenocarcinomas with bronchoalveolar cell features. So we took those patients with, they had to have tissue to go on this trial. And then we treated them all with erlotinib, single agent, at the conventional dose. And what we found is that there was a 22% response rate in the overall patient population. And then we did a variety of molecular markers like EGFR mutation, EGFR gene copy number, and KRAS mutation. And in the 18 patients who had EGFR mutations, we saw a response rate of about 80%. And of the 18 patients with KRAS mutations, we saw a response rate of 0%. None of those patients responded. And then looking at EGFR gene copy number, patients with an elevated number of copies of EGFR did have an improved progression-free survival and response rate. Then we did a multivariate analysis looking at all these factors, and the only factor that came out as a predictor of response rate was EGFR mutation.
So what's the message?
So I think the number one message is that erlotinib is an effective agent in patients with bronchoalveolar cell carcinoma or adenocarcinoma with bronchoalveolar cell features. And the second is that the best predictor of response in this setting is EGFR mutation.